feels like heaven so far away. And it feels, yeah, it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to Wicked Paranormal.
Yes, the wickedest paranormal radio show in radio.
It's so wicked.
It is wicked.
You know, and on Wednesdays, yep, we wear black.
Mm-hmm.
We wear black. So, how has your day been so far?
It's been all right. It's been all right. I'm trying not to come down with something. So other than that, I'm doing great.
So. Let's hope. Let's hope. Are you surrounded by sickness at work?
Yes. Yeah, but the one that I thought was, you know, everybody, we had an entire department shut down like last week where there wasn't anybody there. I think it was last week. But this week it's been, yeah, just hit and miss, you know, 2-3 people here, 2-3 people there. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I'm still hoping, although I feel like crap, I'm still hoping it's just going to be, you know, one of those things that all of a sudden you feel better. But yeah, the longer I'm in this, the more I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. So how you been?
I've been. Not horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been good. I've been good.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like sometimes you tempt fate sometimes and you're just like, I don't say it's great. And then, bam, yeah. You know, it's only one thing.
Say that now that I said, other than not feeling good, I'm great. So, yeah, I just tempted it.
Well, yeah, but you already, you know, there was already something.
There's already the ickiness, so I'm not tempted further ickiness, maybe?
Correct, yes.
Okay, we're going to run with that. So how's your week been, though?
It's been a week. You know, working, that kind of fun. The time change is the stupidest thing ever known to me.
I said that Monday. I was like, this had to be Satan. He's like laughing right now. Because, I mean, who else could come up with that?
Right. So. You know, being from Arizona, where they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of rough. I don't know why we have to do it here when they don't choose to do it there. And, you know, there's certain, I think it's just stupid. It's just the government stealing our time away and then giving it back to us.
Yeah.
Why, Jesus, why?
Yeah. And the other one, you know, going into the winter where, you know, instead of 8 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. Wait, 7 yeah. o'clock.
Yeah.
And so it's like you get to sleep an extra hour. And I don't mind that. But this one, yeah, this one, especially this time, has just really kicked my ass. And I've had, you know, both Monday and Tuesday work almost 12-hour days at work. And that coming off that time change, it's like, okay, this really sucks. But can you hear my dog over there squeaking the toy?
I can't. I heard a noise. I didn't know that's what it was now.
Yeah, she is enjoying that ball. If it gets loud, let me know. Like, I don't know. I'll find her something else to do. But so what about paranormal activity at your place?
There's nothing. I'm trying to think if something's really like stuck out in my head. Except the fact, like, it's been active. There's been noises. There's noises sometimes that I haven't, that I play off a lot. Especially, you know, if I'm
like here by myself. And I'm like, that was fine. My Ring camera, in the back, goes off with nothing. No wind,
no critter
that I can see, no human. And it happens day and night.
Really? Yes, yeah,
most disturbing at night.
I look up in my camera right now, it's recording something right now in the dining room, and nothing's moving. That's weird. When you said Ring camera, I looked up at mine and the light's on. It's recording something.
Interesting.
That's creepy. Let's look. Now here, the biggest thing that's happened has happened since we last talked. And unfortunately, I wasn't awake. So it's kind of roundabout. I don't want to say hearsay, but it's, I didn't experience it directly. But last night, Chandler said that about 3 o'clock in the morning, there was like a loud bam, bam, bam from my room. And so he got up and walked down the hall and he could hear me in there snoring. Not that I snore loud, but he could hear me snoring, looked around, came back into the room, and then he heard like footsteps coming down the hall and thought that maybe I was awake. And I got up, opened the door to ask if I had been making, the bam, bam, bam noise at 3 o'clock in the morning. And nobody was there. And then he went back in and laid back down again, and he could hear stuff being moved around in the kitchen. So, yeah. So that's as far as experiences go. I wasn't there to. I mean, I was asleep, but so that's probably one of the biggest things noise related that we've had. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's very cool. I'm interested to know more. Like, who is this person making all of this noise? Who are you?
Yep. And what are you doing? What are you doing? There was motion. Something set off the motion camera in the dining room. But there was nothing recorded. So kind of like your backyard camera.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been it so far. And I checked the camera feed and it didn't record anything last night. Last time I'd been up was midnight. And nothing happened until this morning when he left for work, as far as the cameras go. So that was kind of wild.
Yeah.
So, yep. Stay tuned. We'll see. Like I said, it's recording something now again. Of course, now he's got the dog playing. So, but, yep. So, and no porch trout this week. It was porch chickens. So, buffalo chickens. And what was the other one? Buffalo chicken and another chicken, barbecue chicken.
All right. Well, and no trout. I'm so, where's the trout?
Yeah, I know. I haven't been there to pick it. So, of course, this week, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I had until an hour ago to pick next week's meal. So maybe I just missed it this week. There, who knows what I guarantee it won't be trout, because they I guess they probably send what nobody else ordered. So yeah, I doubt I'll be getting trout.
Damn it, man.
I'm telling you, it's a rough life.
Yeah, It is a rough life.
So.
Okay. We were supposed to have a guest tonight, but I don't know what happened. So.
It's just us.
It's just us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we don't have a drink to try. Of course, I don't feel good.
Drink be drinking. Probably not what you should be doing.
That would be bad. Got drunk with the flu because I was telling Stan before we started the show that when I get a fever, I go delirious where I hallucinate drinking on top of that. That could be really bad. Matter of fact, I'm kind of wondering if you'd be like to, you know, if I do get the fever and I'll be home and I'll be in the house all by myself and delirious. And Chandler may come home and have redecorated or totally changed the house around or something. So at least I don't have to worry about the TV bit put on my 600-pound life or whatever that was that I had to watch through my flu-induced delusions the last
time. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. Because I was in my delusions, it was all that, you know, trying to lose that much weight, so weight loss surgery and all that crap. And oh, my God, yeah, my delusions were definitely based on, you know, my 600-pound life.
Me.
So it was great. It was great. So, yeah. I've been abused, I guess. So.
Well, hopefully it won't be like that. And we'll just chat it out. I'm sending you a message.
I am waiting.
Okay, so other than the no ghostly things going on that you are aware of, but I mean, that's kind of a big thing. Yeah.
Actually, right. Didn't she like sat up and looked towards the dining room the other day? So, yeah, but other than that, nothing. Nothing. Nothing on video, nothing on. Anything like that. So that'd be that. You could interview me. I could be like a big Bigfoot hunter.
You could be what?
A Bigfoot hunter.
Because you've been often Bigfooting?
Yeah. I could make something good up. Yep. Talk about the time I got drunk with Bigfoot or something. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is like becoming like a horrible show because I'm like trying to multitask.
Yep. So you did finally get a hold of him though, right?
Actually, right. Hang on, I might. I'm trying to fix something real quick.
Yeah. I'm going to break into a really horrible Bigfoot story.
Okay. You have one?
No.
Like, this is new, something new that I haven't heard.
It's one I've. Today at work, my throat was like sore, so it was like my voice was really deep. So I was doing like a real, like, I don't know, rednecky southern deep voice about getting drunk with Bigfoot. And yeah, it was rather comical. But yeah, I don't know that. I mean, even though we're rated explicit, I don't know if it's appropriate for the show or not. So, but other than that, no, I don't have. So
Well. Okay. So, I'm guessing we are not going to have our guest tonight. I did just actually send a quick message to have someone. Who's going to jump in for, like, we'll just do a short show. Somebody who's going to help us out for the next 30 minutes. I'm trying to see if I can make that work. But yeah. So I can't say that there's anything going on outside, but it's weird with me with the Ring camera, and it's like, go and look at it. And I'm like, I'm looking at it live and I don't see anything. Nothing.
Mm-mm. No, and the only weird thing mine recorded was it looked like a giant raccoon coming off my front porch. But then I was like, I think there's a German Shepherd, like a long-haired German Shepherd that lives near here. And I think that's what was on my front porch. But man, it looked like a giant ass raccoon. So you got raccoons at your house, so you never know.
Yeah, but when I see their little eyes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call. I like it. You come up with good solutions.
Me?
Yeah.
Magic like
that. Magic.
Magic.
So magic, yeah. Magic.
Sometimes you gotta pull the magic out real quick.
I'm telling you. It's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Are we here? Oh, we are here. Okay, so thank you. We have TJ Swick, hold on, I'm still trying to do 500 things. So thank you, TJ, for joining us so last minute. We appreciate you.
Yeah, that's okay. Really?
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Well, that's because I'm perfect.
No, I know.
There you go.
Yeah, I won't argue.
So how you guys been?
Been all right. Been all right. So
been good. Been good. You have some exciting news that's going on. You want to talk about it? Or not yet?
That I'm buried under snow?
Oh, God. When you say buried, how much is buried?
Well, it depends on where you live. Let's see. If I was in Petersburg, it would be 36 inches.
Good God. Damn.
But I'm not there. So it was like about a foot where I'm at.
I'd love a foot of snow.
I'll send it to you. Be it tomorrow. I'll send it out FedEx tomorrow.
All right, cool. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and put in my notice. I can't come to work because I'm snowed in.
It'll be snow. It'll be porch snow.
Porch snow.
It will be. Ooh.
It'll be keeping that trout cold.
Yeah, that trout cold. Yeah. It's amazing how the porch stuff is stuck. So
I'm assuming you're talking about the magazine.
Yes, I am, but I didn't want to say it if we weren't talking about it yet. So
well, it is a go. I've already sent in all the stuff. Well, I finished off the other day because, as I told you, I was going to mention mine and Angel's two radio shows we did with you guys back in 2020 and 21.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's with the magazine is what's it called? American Paranormal Magazine. And somebody, don't know who they are, but you know, I guess they, you know, love Angel and I and what we did because they felt we needed to be nominated to be on the cover of this magazine and have a, you know, story done about us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how awesome.
Yay!
I'm supposed to be on the 5th of April. They said I would they would be sending me like the proof to go through it, make sure it's a go before, you know, they print it. They don't want to print anything unless I okay it.
Well, that's nice.
And I am hoping that they will dedicate it to Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, it's an awesome thing.
And, it absolutely is an awesome thing.
I'm at that point where I'm starting to kind of, you know, get back into, you know, doing the paranormal, even if I'm just helping somebody right now via the telephone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. I'm working towards it, but, you know, I got to find that team member that's going to work with us, you know.
Right.
And then I don't see that as an easy thing yet, but hey, I'm willing to try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby steps, baby steps. You're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I know I got a friend that wants to come down to Georgia possibly in May.
Really?
Something about a cemetery in Savannah.
Oh.
That she wants to check out, so I'm not sure.
Yep. Colonial, excellent. I love Colonial, but my favorite by far is Bonaventure.
Oh, yeah.
That one
I have no clue. She just wants to do some traveling. I'm not sure I want to do it, but
oh, come on.
Never know.
Traveling is good for the soul.
Well, yeah. I'm the one that usually I gotta be in control of that, you know. I gotta do the driving and stuff, and I just can't right now. So we'll see.
Yeah, you would love it, though. If you come to Savannah, I guarantee you'll love it.
Well, I love Georgia. I mean, I'd been there a few times when I lived in Florida.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you got to remember, I lived in Florida from 82 until 2006.
Yeah.
And I came up to Georgia a couple times.
Yeah, so Bonnie. You're
go ahead, familiar Amy. With Savannah.
What was that?
You're familiar with Savannah, then?
No, but I am familiar. I'm familiar with Atlanta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you will love Savannah. Savannah is amazing and amazingly haunted. And yeah, it's a vibe.
Atlanta scares me every time I go through that. Yeah, I want to have like a, you know, a crash helmet on, because it's like driving in the, you know, Indy 500 when I go through there.
Exactly right. I live here and I feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try not to go any further south than that. I think Marietta, the actual like Marietta Square-ish area, that's as far south as I want to go.
I mean,
even then, the traffic is questionable. So
it's pretty scary. I usually take the 475, try to get around it best I can.
Yeah, I don't blame you a bit.
But the last time I went through Atlanta, I was on a bus on my way up here to New Hampshire for the first time to meet Angel. And we came out of the bus station, and we hadn't been on the highway very long before we ran over a truck.
Oh, God.
And then they wanted us to get off the bus, and they were on the far left side of the highway. And I said, I'm not getting off this bus unless you move it to the right, because I'm not stepping across that traffic.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah, our and 285, if you've ever been on 285, it's like the race car track around Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
And oh my gosh, it's got a variable speed limit now.
Oh God.
Which means that, you know, it's not just 55 or 65 on it. It depends on traffic. So now people are doing like 95 down to around 285.
Oh Lord. Yeah. Forget it. I'm not coming your all's way.
Yeah. It's scary.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Nope. I'm sure there is a, I don't have to take that highway. I am sure there is a back way into y'all's town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hop on 41 or something. That's not quite bad.
That's because when we left Florida in, not when I left it, but Angel and I went to Florida for Kayla's graduation, we took 301 all the way from Florida, Tampa, Florida, outside of Tampa, all the way up into, I believe it was Johnsonville, Tennessee, that we stayed on 301.
Yep. I actually, there's the main, I guess, not road, but one of the larger roads through here is 41.
Yeah, I know 41. 41 goes through Florida too.
Yeah. I actually came all the way from the top of Michigan down to just north of here on 41 one time.
Now, what the heck are you doing up in Michigan? That's my home state, you know.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
many, many, many years ago, I dated a girl who her grandmother was going to give her her car, her grandmother's car. And so we flew up and then drove down. And for some reason, she had always come down 41. I was like, you know, we can get on the interstate there.
Yeah, 75's right there.
It's like right beside us. Can we please? And she got, no, I'll show you this restaurant up here. Yeah, so the whole way was down 41. And it took forever. And finally, like, I mean, it had to have been like 18 hours or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember me driving from Tampa to Michigan always took me 18 hours. I drive straight through.
Yeah. Well, imagine adding that then to not being on 75, but being on 41 the whole way, where it's a red light every mile.
That, and it's what, usually probably the highest speed is maybe 50?
Yeah, maybe 50. But most of it's like 45. In certain,
you get to see all those little towns. See, that's the whole point of being up in here. You ever come up here? You got all these quaint little New England towns everywhere.
I'd love to see that. That would be
I live in what's called the Queen City. Remember that, Amy? The Queen's City. And it's supposed to be one of the biggest cities here. And I'm like, okay. Remember, I was in Tampa. This ain't nothing here.
Right.
It's like, okay, this is a big city. Do you want to show me a small one?
Yep. So I could show you a small one in Virginia that's, you know, associated with my family, where it's like one blinky light.
Oh, that's my hometown in Michigan.
Is it?
I grew up in Norville, Michigan, 5 miles from the Brooklyn International Speedway.
Really?
And they didn't put the blinky light in until after I grew up and left home.
Yeah, this blinky light's new. Yeah, and this is Sangerville, Virginia.
Yep. See? Okay, Amy, where's your little town story? Would be loser.
It did kind of looks that way.
Oh, sorry. I was talking and I forgot. I pushed the mute for a second because I was yelling. So I didn't grow up with a blinky light. So I grew up mostly in like Tucson.
Oh, no blinky lights there.
No blinky lights, no. So I would love that. I would have loved to have that small town feel, but I didn't. I didn't, and I've never lived anywhere where it's like that. So,
well, to be honest, up here, and I'm like I said, I've only got a little bit of time left here before I, once Kayla graduates with her master's degree, which should be, they say this year, but I think it's next year. To be honest, we're gonna leave this popsicle stand. I mean, I was only here for one reason, and. I mean, she's going to go with me from this point on, you know? So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll carry her everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the people, you know, I mean, a lot of the people are nice, but, you know, it's just not my cup of tea up here.
No, I would love to see that up there. Do you maybe like an extended vacation up in that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, yeah. It is a beautiful state. I'm not going to say it's not. It's just, to me, it lost its beauty. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be here anymore. So I just don't know where I want to be.
Did you hear it, Taylor?
Uh-oh.
We got activity in the dining room.
I was going to say, I heard something. What was that noise I heard?
I don't know. There was a thump and then another noise.
I heard, I don't know, I did your dog howl or something?
Oh, yeah, she made a little bit of a noise.
Okay, because I heard like a
right before that was a loud thump in the dining room. That's why she's like laying right beside me. So that wasn't the dog. Dude, that was loud. But it sounded like a thump, like not a thump, like just a house thump or something like that. It was a thump, like something was moved.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I have to check the camera later. And like I said, I can see the camera in the dining room from here, and it keeps lighting up, recording movement. So,
right. And there's no movement.
There's no movement that I see. We're in here. So nothing's over there moving.
And Amy, are your drawers popping open in there in your place?
No. No. So far, nothing. Like, I haven't had that. And I have had that, but not this week. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You can sit there so you can watch it. All right. We got an eyewitness now. Chandler's sitting in the floor watching into the dining room.
And earlier you were talking about somebody hearing something in your house, Amy. That was me. I could hear it while we were on the radio doing the show, but then I heard it afterwards.
Oh, the TV people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard the TV people, as I so fondly call them. There's probably a professional word for that, but TV people, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
I love the TV people. So.
Yeah. I used to think it was crazy, but my psychiatrist said no.
The TV people are real.
I think
they all have the same psychosis, you know, like we're all hearing the TV people. At one point, we've all heard it. Yeah.
Even my dog's heard it. I think Angel comes to visit and the dog doesn't know who Angel is. And Venus, she really, she'll into the kitchen, you know. I mean, Kayla and I've seen it a couple times now. In fact, the one video, if you've seen it, where I did a video with Venus running back and forth and put the Ghostbusters theme song to it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that day she was hearing something, and she'll walk to the door and she'll look, and then she'll get scared and run back. And so, I couldn't help but do the video.
Yeah, she's precious too. Venus is precious.
That's my ghost dog.
So cute. She has outfits and stuff.
Outfits and stuff.
Yeah, she does. She's got her own Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
She's famous. She's famous on Facebook.
She's on TikTok too.
So is she one of the dogs that likes to get dressed up?
Yeah, she loves to get dressed up. She does. She honestly does. She doesn't like dresses though. She likes hoodies and sweaters.
I don't want to get my dog a hoodie. My dog would look cool in a hoodie.
She has a hoodie that's got bats on it. And I see, I'm trying to think. She has one with skulls on it.
Cool.
She has one that says, I'm spoiled. Yeah, she has a lot.
She is.
She is spoiled. Yeah.
Right. Tomorrow's payday. I have to take my dog clothes shopping.
Yeah.
I don't take mine with me anymore. I bought too much stuff the last time. Because they can tell you what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They can. So, they can.
You never know. You guys might get nominated also.
Uh-oh.
For a magazine. So you better be prepared.
Okay.
I'm just giving you the heads up.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
You ever been in a magazine? See, it's not the first. I mean, we were in a book. We were in a book that was published in 2014 called Haunted Hillsborough County, which is here, which is where I live, is in Hillsborough County. But, you know.
Kevin's in a book.
She isn't going to tell me the Bible, is she, Kevin?
No.
I just love that.
What book are you in?
I'm just mentioned though in like the special thanks too, so it's not like,
well, it's your name's in there.
Yeah,
that's still a, you know, it's still something.
Yeah, I've been acknowledged in it was the Ghosts of the Phoenix City, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
got it right there on your.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, to be see, we got mentioned in one too, basically at the back. You know, the glossary of another book, and I'm not even sure where that one is.
Yeah, no, there was another one that.
It's Ghostly Encounters by Cole Robinson. In the very back of his book, he put in directory of all the paranormal investigators.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Hampshire, it only shows three, and Silent Whisper Paranormal is the first. So
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I think I'm also mentioning Coast to Coast or one of those Ghost to Coast.
When you get your name mentioned, it's good. You know, hey, they're not going to forget your name, Kevin.
That's true.
Look at it and go, now who is this Kevin Fike guy?
Yeah, really. Hold on, Chandler's trying to tell me he's seeing what you see.
No, that thing, she is in there like sniffing every single inch
of the dining room. The dog's now checking out the dining room.
Well, dogs, you know, we just had this conversation here recently. I did with somebody about animals. Cats and dogs, they're nocturnal, meaning they can see in the dark. And to me, that's like night vision for me. You know, mm-hmm. they have built in night vision, so they can see what we can, unless we're looking at a night vision camera or something.
Right.
So if she's looking, she probably knows there's something around there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she never really goes in there. And so it's kind of odd that, you know, shortly after we hear the noise, she's over there investigating. I mean, she went all the way around the dining room table. She's looking all through there, scouting it out. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. So, stay tuned.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, how's my favorite cat, Amy?
Oh, Baby Bug.
Baby Bug.
I actually don't know where Baby Bug is right now, to be honest with you.
Check the cabinet.
Check.
That's real. That's so real.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if like she sometimes gets, and she must be. This is a what? What's happening here? What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked into the very back room, and Baby Bug is on the deep freeze. Ohana is on top of that cabinet, like when you first walk in next to the fish tank. And Mitten is on this trunk over here, rubbing on her face on a box to go to Goodwill. Mm-hmm.
Wow! So there's
like, sounds a like somebody
in the mudroom.
Sounds like somebody got in a catnip.
Oh, like Baby Bug, what are you doing here? You better not be eating my plant. We don't do that. Okay. Mm. You good? I don't know why you're up there. It's a very random, weird place for you to sleep, but okay.
Did I even ask you what kind of plant it is?
It's a spider plant, and cats love spider plants. They love them. And they're one of those plants that's okay for them to eat.
Does it make them feel good? Feel good?
No, I think it's just like crunchy, and it's like just something green. And I have one plant that I had on my desk, and Mitten found out. Mitten's the one who really eats it. Mitten found out it was there, and then now it's like this weird nub thing. And actually, I think I have one on the back that probably has either gotten frozen or is now dead. But we'll look, because it's been ridiculously cold here again. We had
70s and 30s.
You guys had a cold front come through also. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's kind of crap. We were warm for just a moment in time, and then Mother Nature said, you know what? Hold my beer. I got a little more
cold. Hold my beer. That reminds me of my
beer. More cold for you. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was surprised you guys didn't do a shot tonight. What the heck?
Yeah, well, I'm not feeling the greatest, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good thing. Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I did one for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I get a fever, I get like, I mean, straight up like delirium and hallucinations.
Oh, jeez.
And so, I can't imagine. I don't know if it'd be really fun or like terrifying to to drink a little bit on top of that.
Well, let's see. What was it that I took a shot of? It was a, hold on. It looked like a little bottle of moonshine. Got it today.
Yay.
And
moonshine's fun.
Sipping cream is what it's called.
Oh, there you go, Amy.
This one's called strawberry creams. I had banana, what the heck? Banana pudding. That's what I had.
I like banana pudding. That's my favorite.
I had the banana pudding. And you've seen the picture I sent you there, Amy, right? With the peeps in it. Yeah, I'm getting ready to do another peep challenge where I hate peeps.
Yeah, peeps are one of those you either love them or you hate them.
Well, I don't like them, and I got all kinds of flavors. And I'm going to do live videos of a peep challenge. I will try them, and I will I probably need lots of alcohol afterwards.
That's awesome.
I'm interested because I've never tasted any peep that's just not regular peep flavor.
Oh my God, there's hot tamale ones. The one that's going to kill me is the Dr. Pepper one. I just know
Dr. Pepper peeps?
Yep. It's going to kill me. I just know it. There's chocolate pudding one.
Ew.
Ew.
I mean, people have just, the peeps have just, because there's, before that video comes, there's another video coming prior to that. I'll have a total of 4 peep videos before I'm done. Peeps is just, I mean, I couldn't believe how much peep stuff there was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I look, there's peeps. Peeps, peeps, peeps. God, where did all these, you know, I thought bunny rabbits, you know, mass produced, but no, it's the peeps.
Yeah, peeps took over.
Yep.
I have some peeps. I have peeps.
Oh, do you eat them?
I don't eat them, no. But I have some. I was given some as a gift. Like, it's kind of a weird joke, but so I have some I have some right here in the bedroom. And then I also have some because I like to look at them. I like the way they smell, but I don't like the way
they're gritty. They're gritty.
Yeah, it's a texture thing for me. It's a texture. Mm.
Well, but when I do the video, I'm going to call you up. See, I'm going to call you live while I'm doing the video. And I'm going to make you
let me tell y'all, look, at Halloween, you know, there are.
Oh my God, they're from Halloween?
No, listen. No, these are fresh ones from just now. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you look at peeps, they will last until, you know, the end of the world. But
those are going to be the, you know, apocalypse thing. They're going to be
spam and peeps.
And Twinkies.
And Twinkies, yeah.
And Twinkies.
Those don't even taste the same.
No, they don't anymore.
And Coca-Cola is going to be around too. It's going to be one of those, you know. But at Halloween, they make ghost peeps.
Yeah, the ghosts.
Those I save, and I have actually done this when I spent Thanksgiving with Denise and Larry, when we actually all got to eat together, because we've gone down there before and kind of just like dog sat while they did Thanksgiving, you know, with family. But they actually ate with us this time, and I make sweet potatoes, and I like to make them in the little small pans, but like sweet potato casserole, and I use peeps, ghost peeps, as a marshmallow topper.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I reuse them, and they look fun, you know.
Reuse them.
Did I say reuse them?
That's kind of gross.
Sweet
potato casserole. So it's like shit.
I have reused the peeps. Okay.
The reused peeps make it.
Honey, I'm making you sweet potato pie with reused peeps.
No, not that one again, please. No, not the reused peep, but the other sounds like really good.
The reused peep part. Say that three times.
The repurposed peeps.
Repurposed, yes, repurposed. Yeah. That's much better. Repurposed peep.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can make some Rice Krispie treats with it, maybe, but not the flavored ones. Ooh.
Well, and no, not the flavored ones. And then, but you can also, yes, you could make Rice Krispie treats with them. And you could, but like after Halloween, you can get like a 6-pack of them for like 50 cents or 25 cents or whatever. And you're like, because no one really technically wants to eat the peeps. I don't think. Please, someone come in.
No, I can tell you. I've 22 years with someone that loved to eat the peeps. And, well, you know, they didn't just love to eat the peeps. They would leave them things out for a week and eat them stale.
Wow.
Hard as a rock, and they would eat them.
Hard, crunchy peeps. Yeah, that's...
It's a thing. It is a thing.
I don't know which is worse. Like, because I like my gummy bears. So I like to leave them out for a minute.
You really?
Just a little bit.
Do they get like hard, or do they like heat up and get soft?
No, they get a little bit hard, but not like, you know, because like when they first come out of the, granted, if it's like road trip and I want some gummy bears, I'm going to eat them just like that. But
you know, I'm going to send you a care package now.
I like the, what is it? The Haribo? Is that how you say it? Yeah. Haribo?
Oh, I knew it was going to be the ones where the people talk in funny voices.
Yeah.
And, but I like them to be a little bit, I like to leave them open a little bit. I don't like them fresh and super chewy right out of the package. Nah, kind of. Mm.
Do they get less chewy doing that?
Yes. Not so mushy.
I'm going to have to try that then.
See, Kevin, back in our day, stuff had a longer lifespan, you know, the stuff they make today. It doesn't, in a week, that stuff's stale, hard.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
I mean, you buy a box of Twinkies. I'm telling you, buy a box of Twinkies and just let them things sit over there for like 2 weeks and go pull one out and tell me that thing tastes good.
No, thank you.
It's hot as a rock.
Yep, no. And that used to be the joke when, you know, that the Twinkies would be around after the apocalypse when, you know, were little.
Well, not only because they become petrified.
Yeah.
So because they took all the good stuff out of them, you know, the trans fat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff that made them good.
Just like macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
The original Kraft macaroni and cheese, the powder one.
Uh-huh.
They took the red dye or whatever was in it out.
They took more than that out because they don't taste. I mean, they're still not bad, but they're not near as good as they used to be.
Miss Kayla, she loves her powdered one, Kraft macaroni and cheese. She'd rather have that than the one with the Velveeta. Softer cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'll tell me, you're the only one that can make it, TJ. Okay.
Here you go.
So we were talking about gummies, and
she's eating gummies.
I remembered, yeah, that I had some gummies.
Were they?
That I just bought. And they're too soft right now. But I had not seen this one. These are the Sour Kicks Zing.
Ooh.
So
sour,
I got
sour what?
Sour Kicks, and they're, which this part kind of grosses me out, but they're shaped like shoes.
Well, there's, you get it, kick, shoe, got it?
Yeah, I get it. But they are shaped like shoes, which is kind of gross. But they are sour shoes. It's different.
Gummy shoes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? So, but these are, they're actually too soft for me to actually really give you a good, they are sour, but.
I don't like sour. That's the other one that's going to kill me. The sour watermelon peep.
Mm.
That was my peep, by the way.
What was that?
Yeah.
Sour watermelon peep.
Boing.
Well, somebody likes it.
Kayla bought me a try me pop up. So when you push this here button, you hear this noise.
That's different.
Oh my God.
Wait till you see me with the peep ears on.
Wow. Peep ears.
Yep, I got a set of peep ears, man.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to knowing how they taste. Oh gosh, this shoe was very sour. Oh, that's rough. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I have this new tahine obsession. I don't know why.
I'm gonna have to ask what it is. What tahine is or whatever.
It's a seasoning.
Oh.
It's like a it's sour, like it's got lime and peppers, basically. But yeah, so I got this. I don't know why I've had this weird obsession with it. And
what do you put it on?
Well, remember when we tried that margarita thing?
Uh-huh.
And we had the one that was rimmed with tahine. That's tahine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and now you can find tahine everything, by the way. There are mango popsicles that have tahine on them at Kroger. Please, Lord Jesus, if you like it, tahine, you should try this popsicle. It's amazing.
We don't have a Kroger.
Well, I mean, it's not Kroger brand, so specific. Actually, did I get them at Kroger? Or did I get them at Publix?
Ain't got one of them either.
But tahine popsicles. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly up there.
No, I have a Shaw's, a Hannaford's, and a Market Basket.
Wow. I never heard of any of those.
And we used to have a Stop and Shop, but we don't have that anymore because Market Basket came in and pushed it out the door.
Okay. The brand I'm working on right now is Out Shine. So you can buy those anywhere. I think you can buy them at Walmart or whatever.
No, maybe at Walmart. So I got one of them.
Mango with tahine. So the popsicle is dipped in tahine, which is chili lime seasoning.
Huh, I'll try it.
It's a new thing for me. And
I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure.
My friend makes beef jerky, and she made me some tahine beef jerky. It is amazing. Yeah, so I'm like tahine everything right now. Anyways, so for Valentine's Day, I got like this bag of peach rings, and they are dipped in like the gummy peach rings, and they're dipped in tahine. Mm-hmm. It also, and further research, because I'm obsessed with these, they also have a mango one, which is delicious. And there's also an apple one. I have not tried that one, so I cannot give you my opinion. But the mango, I may like the mango more than the peach.
Really?
And I love
mango. So hit and miss. It's either good or it's like horrid.
Right. And so over the weekend, we found a big bag of peach rings. Well, I was given a big bag of peach rings, but did not have the tahine on them. And then added our own tahine. And it was, yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I have this weird tahine thing. And Devin, you know, who's been on the show a few times, last week actually, Devin is making fun of my tahine obsession. It's kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love it.
I can see me now going down the aisle, the candy aisle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be seeing gummies and mango gummy, whatever she just said. And I'm going to be throwing all this stuff in my cart, sending Amy a big care package.
Oh, so good. The popsicles. Oh, you really must try the popsicles. If you can tolerate spicy things, and it's not super spicy. It's not like you're going to be like, you know, needing a cup of milk or anything. It's not that bad. It's just, it's got a little zest to it. Then with the sweetness and then with a little bit of tang from the lime, I'm telling y'all. Mm.
You're talking about a kid that my mother used to raise, or she used to grow, should I say, hot pepper plants. And I played with the peppers. You're talking about somebody that knows hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always had a bad habit of playing with them things as a kid, and for some reason my fingers would go in my mouth and I'd be dying.
Oh yeah, well, or in your eye too if you're playing with them.
Yeah, in my eye somewhere, it's like, oh.
yeah use the bathroom outside and you're like, all of a sudden, wow, that was different.
You've seen that picture I put up today, right? Of me when I was like 17 in that picture I put up today. And if you've seen any of the people that were commenting, my sister commented, that could be Time Mom. That was my name back then. That's what my mother. Here comes Time Bomb again. Because I was always blowing up somewhere.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, what was funny was when I met Angel as a kid, she was called Nitro.
Oh, so Nitro and Time Bomb.
Here you'd have Time Bomb, and I met Nitro. Yep. I don't know what the hell we became, but nobody messed with us.
There you go. I'm gonna eat some beef jerky right now, y'all.
Now, come on now. You can't do that unless you got something to share.
Yeah, really. Email us some.
Yes, I'll email it.
I don't eat beef jerky, but my sister makes deer jerky, and that stuff is awesome.
I love jerky, so.
I don't care. Well, I do have a. I was gonna say I don't care what kind of jerky it is, but I do. I like beef. I like deer jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin likes jerky, and it's questionable.
It depends on the who makes it, because some of it's horrid.
Yeah.
But that one that I haven't seen it in a long time, but the one I used to get, it was really good. But yeah, no.
Best jerky I found is at the truck stops. They always have good jerky.
Yep. Bucky's. And there's Bucky's. Yeah. I've never had Bucky's beef jerky.
I guess we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
On the way to Tennessee.
Just looked at me like, what? Yeah, as much as I love beef jerky, and you walk in there and it's like beef jerky heaven, and I still, I don't know, I bought those Bucky Bites or whatever they're called.
Nuggets. And,
Bucky Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Bucky's Nuggets, yeah. They're good, though.
Okay, that just sounded wrong. Bucky's Nuggets.
Yeah.
He is a beaver.
Yeah. Bucky's beaver nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, next road trip, definitely beef jerky.
We did stop at, I have to say, we did stop at a Piggly Wiggly on the way back from Florida when Angel and I were down in Florida in 2010. She had never seen a Piggly Wiggly. She had to go in.
Did you buy a t-shirt?
No, we didn't buy a t-shirt. I don't even remember what we did buy. But I know we went in one because we kept, like I said, we came up 301. And I mean, we were in North Carolina and whatnot. And I remember we seen a couple of them before we ever stopped at one. And she's like, what's a Piggly Wiggly? I said, I ain't got no idea. I ain't never seen one. So,
yeah, we had
to, you have to investigate.
Yeah, exactly. I buy stuff just for the fact that it has like Piggly Wiggly on it. Like Piggly Wiggly water or Piggly Wiggly coffee or Piggly Wiggly. Just stuff that.
Oh, yeah. Something like that would make people up here ask questions. They'd be going, what is a Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly is fun. It's a bomb. Love it. Got t-shirts, lunch bag,
shot glass,
shopping bag, sunglasses, umbrella.
Well, see, I've never seen a shot glass. If I'd have seen that, I'd have probably bought it because I used to have a shot glass. Well, I still have a shot glass collection, but I'm giving it away.
Yeah, she has the Piggly Wiggly shot glass.
I got the old one that's left in the store.
Yeah. And I ended up with the shot glass with teats.
Yes. With what? Teat glass.
Teats.
Got teats.
It's mm-hmm. It's utterly a shot glass.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Did Amy ever go and ask for her special milk there? With
she did.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
I need to play it. I have it recorded on my phone. I mean, I did just so happen to get lucky, and it was Devin.
Yeah, of course it was. I thought we said it couldn't be Devin.
It wasn't supposed to be.
I want you to know I have some almond milk in my refrigerator right now for my smoothies.
Oh.
That's cheating. Almonds don't have teats.
Hey. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever bought a box of mothballs?
No.
You should be. No. Do you have any idea?
Smell terrible.
How do you know mothballs smell terrible?
Because you can smell them when you're next to them in the store.
How do you get the little legs apart to smell them?
Oh.
I knew that was going for the minute.
Oh, no. And I'm like, now they smell. Gross.
I'm like, I can say a word. Oh, that was awesome.
Amy, you walked into that one, Amy. I'm sorry.
I absolutely did.
You can smell them when they come into the store.
They do. You can.
Now, my question is, do you know how many little moths they have to neuter, whatever, to get a whole box full of those mothballs?
I'm telling you. If they overdo it, then they're cutting their own supply down.
Exactly. Now, I don't know anybody that would buy mothballs because I'm with Amy. They do have a smell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do they do before? To keep moths away?
No.
Huh?
Is that a problem?
I thought it was to keep moths away.
Well, most people use them nowadays. They use them in their gardens to keep rabbits and vermin away from their vegetables.
Oh.
But I mean, Who the hell wants to pick a piece of, you know, lettuce or pull up a carrot that tastes like a mothball?
Yeah, really.
For real. Like, use coffee grounds or something, but
that's what they do. They use them in their garden.
You don't want your tomato to freaking, no.
I mean, you always knew back in, well, my day. Kevin's close to my day, too, but you'd know when you go to your aunt, you know, like your great aunt's house, you'd know she had mothballs put out somewhere. Yeah. You walk into her house and that's all you smell.
God, I hated that smell. Or open a closet. It was like, oh, gosh.
Yep. Monday. We're going to see Aunt Dorothy today. Oh, God, no, I don't want to go to her house. It smells.
Can we not? And then you like smell like that. And like, weren't they supposed to like scare off rats or something too?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Because of the smell, I think. You know, the rats are like, good God, this is God awful.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, you would like meet people every once in a while. They'd smell like mothballs.
They'd smell like moth. Yep, yep.
Because their clothes have been hanging in the closet with mothballs.
Go ahead, give Auntie Jenna a hug. No,
I don't know.
Because I'm going to smell like that, too. Nobody likes that.
You realize we're going to be haunted by all of our distant relatives of the past.
Yeah, really. I'm going to wake
up. Get ready for the mothballs tonight, y'all.
You're going to be laying there tonight in bed, and you're going to smell mothballs.
Yep.
We're in so much trouble.
I'm looking forward to that. Mothballs. Yum. Yeah, that's a terrible, bad smell. Very bad smell.
Yeah. She didn't answer me, though, did she, Kevin?
And she did not.
Wait, was there something else to answer? Is it about mothballs?
I ask you how you get their little legs apart to smell the balls, but you never answered.
I just smell the box that they come in.
The box.
Just the box.
I am so not saying a word.
Y'all are awful. Awful.
We have to earn the explicit rating somehow.
Right. Gotta keep it up. I don't think I said the F-bomb today.
You probably got like 3 thumbs up. It might have been all my thumbs.
I don't know. Mothballs, yeah. Now we're all going to... Okay, so we all need to... If y'all smell mothballs tonight...
You know, it's our distant relatives coming after us.
We need to talk about this again, so...
I'll text you. I smell mothballs.
I summoned the mothballs.
No, Amy, I'm not going to text you and say I smell mothballs at all. That's just not going to come out of my mouth. Nope. I might text you and say I smell something funny.
What?
We're going to know it's mothballs. What's wrong? You have a ghost again, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's a ghost?
Do you smell them?
Those smell like mothballs.
Mothballs.
I don't know what mothballs smell.
Whatever. Did you hear him? I don't know what
mothballs. Yeah. He's too young for that.
Catch him off.
Go turn the porch light on real quick. I know it's cold. They may still come. It'll be like,
you're a form around light. Just grab them.
Yeah.
Put them in a jar.
Smell them.
If you leave them in it long enough, you may not even have to spread their legs to smell it.
Nah. They'll just be in the jar. Smell the jar.
Do you smell anything? He's in the dining room.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Did he hear something or see something? Or smell something?
He smelled something.
It made the noise again, so I made him go see if he could smell it.
I just heard a sound. Go smell for it.
Go smell it.
Go smell it.
Huh?
Just go sniff it.
No smell?
No smell.
No smell.
He was quoting one of my favorite lines in Ghostbusters where they're in the basement of the library. Mm-hmm. He says, shh, do you smell that? So
Well, all right. Well, since Kevin is not feeling best today.
No.
Sorry, you got the cooties.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's good at, I'll start feeling better, but yeah, right now it's still up in the air.
Well, it's the crazy weather probably for one thing.
I'm hoping. But I mean, that got me last, the weather plus all the pollen that popped last week.
Oh, yeah, the pollen. Oh my God, the pollen.
Completely different.
Oh, yeah. We're starting to, I haven't seen any trees bloom, but I start sneezing like crazy. There's something going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all our cards are green.
Yeah, not yet.
Yep.
Mine's white. No, that's my truck. My car is clean, but my truck's white.
With snow. It's white with snow.
Yes.
Pretty.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Not after you've been here for a while. It's not pretty.
it was a little aggressive, like not in the mood for the snow anymore. I get it.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I like it, here and there, but I don't think I could like have it, weeks at a time. Nah.
Nope. Well, it's melting and then it comes back. Melts and comes back. Thank God, because if it didn't melt, I'd be able to climb out my window right here on the third floor and land in a snowbank.
That's a lot of snow.
That would be a lot of snow.
That's too cold. It's too cold. Mm-mm. That hurts my bones. I don't... Mm-mm.
I was so happy that it was warm last week, warming up. I was like, wow, I did yard work. I was like, look at me. And now I'm like, this sucks. It's cold again.
I'm not going outside. Nope.
No.
Yeah. I go outside and, you know, I slip and you hear because my bones can't take it, you know.
You need to be careful of that. It's a little slippery. It's the ice. It's bad. Like,
I slip on it and there it goes.
There it goes. Yeah. And then there's, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, while I got you on here, how's your neighbor? Is your neighbor okay?
My mama Yvette. Mm-hmm. She made me like age 10 years because, you know, her and I had been talking Sunday and I had made a statement, you know, you don't want to, she told me her stomach was hurting. I said, at your age, you don't want to have, you know, like appendicitis. And sure enough, next morning she texts me, she says, TJ, I'm in the hospital. I'm like, what? She's like, they said I got appendicitis and they're going to take out my appendix. I'm like, oh my God, I jinxed this poor 80-year-old woman. And I mean, it's like I say, happens. So she is home. I had to go see her. Yeah, it is. To be honest, mm-hmm. It is. And that's, you know, yeah. It's a bad thing. But yeah. You better hope I like you guys forever. But anyway. she's home and I went and seen her and I mean she's really, really sore, but I told her, I said, if you need anything, just call me and you know I'll come running. Hopefully I won't trip down the stairs and break something, but you know. Yeah, because you know, if I do, you know, like my ankle. That was really bad.
Wow.
So no, she's home. And I'm thankful because like I said, she's my rock. She's been my rock ever since we lost Angel. Angel was like a daughter to her too. She had lost, Mama Yvette had lost her daughter like 9 years ago. And there was only like 2 weeks between the two of Pam and Terry. Their birthdays were only 2 weeks apart. So, you know, it was like losing another daughter when we lost Pam. And she's had a hard time dealing with it too, but she's helped me greatly get through it. So yeah, I wasn't ready to lose her, but she's strong. She's a strong woman for 80 years old. I see her out there shoveling every time it snows and it's like, are you crazy?
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm down there beside her.
Oh my Lord.
And she's yelling at me going, you shouldn't be out here. And I'm like, I got to be out here because you're out here.
Yeah,
really?
No.
So, you know, she said the neighbor texted her last night, yesterday, and says, I'm going to go down to shovel. Are you going to be going out to shovel? And she says, I sent her a text saying, no, I'm in the hospital. Neighbor's like,
oh, bless her.
Yep. Like I said, she's 80 years old, but she got the spunk of a 30-year-old.
Yeah, that's
she's 80 years young.
Yes, she is. Of course, I tell her she's 100. She says, you know, that gets my blood pressure going. I said, I know. It keeps you going, doesn't it? You don't need blood pressure as long as you don't need medicine as long as I'm around.
There you go.
Right. Anyway. Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate you jumping on real quick with us. And
not a problem, because you know it wasn't video, so you know what didn't matter to me that I'm sitting here in my jammies.
I'm in my jammies too, so
yeah, wrapped up in a blanket. So
oh well, you know what you need, Kip.
What is that?
You got any brandy?
I got some whiskey.
No, it's got to be brandy.
Does it?
Yes. So
I know a brandy. Does that count?
No, you can't take a shot of brandy that way. What you need to do is you need to get you a bottle of brandy and keep it in the house. My father always said blackberry brandy, so I've always kept blackberry brandy in the house. You take a double shot of warm brandy, and you'll go to bed and sweat that out. You'll be fine, fit as a fiddle tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So get you some brandy.
liquor store. Give me some blackberry brandy. No? Okay. He wants his dad to die.
Oh, wow.
Just remember this in the morning. Yeah.
Well, if you live to tomorrow and you get the chance to get out, just make sure you get that and put it in your, you know, for municipal purposes from this point on.
Okay.
It works.
No, I'll do it. Believe me, I'll try that. I'll try that.
Down in Florida, every time my neighbors got sick, they'd call me and say, TJ, bring the brandy. And I'd say, I'll be right down. And by the next day, they were fine.
Wow.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Blackberry brandy.
Blackberry brandy. All right.
So,
Is it sweet?
Is it sweet? Are you sick? She's going to go try this. You know that, Kevin.
No, I'm not sick. I'm just wondering if it tastes sweet. I don't think I've ever had brandy, so I don't know.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is sweet. The blackberry brandy, it is.
Hmm. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, you gotta get away from that wine. Try a little, you know, brandy. You might like it.
Might.
So, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for calling me. And like I said, you can always call me if you can't find anybody else. I'm usually doing nothing.
Yeah, we definitely get it. Definitely. And it's always good to talk to you. I love talking to you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. I'm not even sure where you can buy the magazine or if I got to buy it online from them or whatever. So I'll figure out, you know, where I can get it. Maybe I can get a couple copies. I know I'm paying for the licensing afterwards, so it'll all be mine afterwards. So. Because they offered that to me, so
right.
That means if I want to, you know, have it in another magazine, I can just, you know, send it over to another magazine.
That's cool.
So yeah,
I'll have all copyrights and legal licensing to it, so it'll be my story.
Master.
It'll be mine. So yep. I'll let you guys know when it's out.
Yeah, please, please, please.
Yeah, so. And if there's a way like people can go online and purchase it as well, then we can talk about that, as, you know, or you know, whatever. So, yeah, we'll do that.
I'll let y'all know. And like I said, don't be surprised if they don't contact you, Amy, and say, hey, you know, you've been nominated because, you know, it might happen.
You've been nominated.
I'm scared.
It's not scary. Why is it scary? You know, the thing is, they do check you out before they contact you. They did let me know that. They do background checks, so, you know, you got to be on the up and up. You know, don't be telling people you've smelled mothballs a lot.
Too late.
Too late.
We already talked about it. It's already out there for everyone to know.
Yeah. Now, see, you know, I don't know. I really... Anyway, y'all have a good evening. You know, I love you.
The same.
And if I do get down to Georgia, if I get down that way, I'll let you know.
I'd love to see you. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Meet up, find something to investigate.
Yeah, some trouble we have to try to get out of. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, y'all find some moths. You too. Have a great night.
Take care. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Night.
All right. Thanks for listening, y'all, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, good night, everybody.